and then go back to four wells, and then we'd like to get the Zurich and Greg Hall on the lake to drill their pilot well test. Again, I say, and I don't want to be boring, folks, I was totally unaware of this meeting. Jason called my office last week and didn't ask to speak to Jim or I. The secretary, he conveyed that we're going to have a meeting, and it's at 9:30, if you like to attend it. Well, my goodness, we deserve better than that after 44 years of being on Kettle Lake. We're good operators. We don't pollute, and when we do, it's a mistake, like a bad pipeline. We quickly call five agencies. We're on it. We fix it. Then we write our letters to the agencies explaining what we did. You know, we're good operators. Throughout the years, we didn't plug wells or drill wells for the state. The state gave us permission to back off and plug 300 wells for Chevron because it was horrible out there. Now the lake is pretty, it's beautiful, and we've got all the equipment and the facilities that we spent millions, $1.5 million on to make it worthwhile for us to go out there and operate in a prudent fashion. And we've saved life. We've saved two lives out there from old men in the boats, capsized, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Like I said, we're good operators. We have 32 barrels a day, not 17, on the lake. And we have a drilling rig. And once we get these wells plugged that need to be plugged, and we're doing this at as best we can, we'll be able to plug maybe 10 wells a year after we get Texas and the levee board done. The levee board's got 15 to go and maybe 13 in Texas or 12. And then we can get after it. Yes, sir.
Mr. Hike has a question.
Sure.
A lot of that's way beyond what I understand, but I want to ask this question of you. What is the royalty that's paid to the state?
1/8. It's been in 1910. Gulf Oil put that state lease up for bid, and the levy board awarded Gulf Oil that lease for $300,000, and they had to drill five wells within a year, and they had all depths and all the acreage, and that was in 1910. And since then, Gulf drilled 300 wells, and in the 50s, they get 31 wells in the Petit. And then they turned it to Howard Sutton, and then we took it over from there. We've had it for 44 years, and every month you've got a nice one.
What would be if in fact this property would be awarded to someone else? What would we expect in terms of a return to the state?
Got a question for me?
Yes. Well, we'd get a bit of royalty for sure.
Like what?
We'd probably take a fifth, 20%, or maybe even higher.
What would be the basis of that?
Well, just simply that's just what the market bears. I mean, this production is not that far. This is north of the Haynesville play, but if you can see the Red River here, I guess if you go down further north.
This is an old, very old lease. We're not really getting the maximum that we would if this were in commerce today.
That's correct.
Sir, we are most amicable. We help anybody. And somebody wants a lease, they got it. Greg Hall and Kevin Zurich approached us. They showed us their plan. We agreed with it. We ran down here. We showed you.
I guess where I'm going with this is you're asking for something, and we may be asking for something.
Well, I already have it. And I've been securing it for 44 years, and I've done everything this board has requested.
I understand that. I'm just proposing something to you.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't hear you.
You're asking for something, and we may be asking for something. That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Bradbury.
Yeah, I want to understand the state's position relative to royalty rates. I mean, in a low-price environment, what makes us think that we can charge a higher royalty rate than what's already established? What makes us think we can go to 20 at a low price environment? We don't see this environment changing.
No, nobody. I mean, there's nobody out there that would come to us with a 1/8 right now.
Okay.
I mean, It would be at least a fifth. Yeah. 1As do not exist anymore. They do not in our environment. Yeah, even with low prices.
He said even more than a fifth.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah, we would have to look at the area. I don't know if there's been any new leasing right at this area here, but it's not. You don't have to go far south in the Haynesville play where we got quarter royalties every day.
Yeah, and go ahead.
No, I was going to just, I think Gemini's position and what you've done in the past historically, I mean, you sound like a great operator. You've done what you needed to do with the space. And I, being in that business for a while, I can relate to the difficulties in being a good operator. And you haven't indicated to me anything that indicates that you were not a good operator. And so I'm interested in seeing and hearing what we have to say about Gemini's operations
in the past. I don't think Jason or any of the staff are saying that they haven't been a good operator. What we're saying is that this is a large lease. You know, this is one of the largest. And if you own a large lease, that carries the burden. It carries the burden of reasonably developing that lease. And what we're saying is that there are just portions. We're not saying there's anything bad about what's happened. What we're saying is that there are swaths, large swaths of this lease that have not been developed. And under the law, it's not just, you know, it's not just a policy of this board. Under the law, the mineral code requires that there be reasonable development over the entirety of a lease. And we're just saying that there are portions of the lease on which that hasn't happened. And, you know, one other thing is that, you know, a gentleman speaking has said a couple of times that that companies have come to them, you know, for opportunities. We want to open the acreage up so those folks will come to the state for a new lease for these opportunities.
But on the other hand, these folks are asking for something, and we may be asking for something which would bring it closer to what the state would generally get on an open market with a new operator. That's what my thought is.
Mr. Arnold?
I have one question, at least for Jason. State lease 340, I think three times more than the other ones. How much acre has been released from those leases over the years?
Exactly. That's a very good point. I mean, we started with 250,000 acres of 340. We're down to, I think, around 49,000. We're actually going to get back here soon on 340 Rabbit Island, about 30,000 acres. It went through that same process before the board. You all have,
right.
When I come before you all on lease review, that's what I'm presenting in most cases, is that we've got a lease and that we've determined that there's acreage that's not being developed. And we don't always go for you've got to immediately release that acreage, but we give it that process. And I think that here it's time. We've got a 6,500-acre lease that's never had a single lease. You cannot say that about the 10 leases that I showed you a slide. Those 10 leases, those 10 largest acreage, have all in some way incurred a release.
And when those releases occurred, we worked with the leaseholder, and they agreed to release those acreage, correct?
Right. I mean, as part of the board's function, and sometimes we have to go to the demand process to get that acreage back.
Thank you.
Mr. Bradbury.
One more question for Gemini. So, again, I'm probably just need to hear again. What are your plans for the future?
Our plans are to get Greg Hall, who is a great operator in Oil City, and he's partnered up with Kevin Zurich, and they're spending $40,000 to $50,000 at this minute getting a reserve report from a reputable company. And their desire is to lease the entirety of the lake and start drilling horizontal pellet wells. In the meantime, we are busy plugging wells on the mineral board in Texas and the state lease. And that's what our plans are now, and to get rid of those wells that are not producing. We have a drilling rig, and we would love to drill. Jason showed you a picture of the map, And some of the, there are a lot of other wells that were drilled on that lake that weren't depicted on that map, but Gulf drilled, and we plugged with Chevron, of course. And there are good areas out there that we would like to exploit, but Gulf didn't drill that area very much because of the shallow waters. Well, we can get, with the help of the Army Corps of Engineers, we can dig a path there, a 30-foot path, and get in it and drill. They had pretty good wells there.
$65 a barrel doesn't excite you about going out there and drilling the well now?
Absolutely, but my obligations, like I dream of every night going to bed, is oil on the lake, and I need to get those wells plugged. If I can get all of those wells plugged, I'll be in high cotton, and I can do anything I want. Then I can drill a well a month.
And one more time, how long will it take to get those wells plugged?
My goodness, this is, what's today's date? March what? 11th?
April.
This, how many months are we into the year? 4 years? Months? And I got one well plugged. And every single day we've been plagued by bad weather. Jim Morris, you live up there, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? The weather, the rain, the floods. But if things are all right, it'll take me about a week to 7-8 days, work days, to plug a well. And that's if I'm lucky. We run into a lot of problems out there. And it's over water, and it's extremely...
So in total, you have like 30 wells to plug, left to plug in total, and you multiply that times 8 days a well, that's 240 days, so you can get, by the end of the year, you can have all those wells plugged?
No, sir. Not by a long shot. No. No. These are work days we're talking about as well. I'd say the Texas, 13, Louisiana, 15, and then with the five we're doing for the state, I don't know. It may take us a couple of years. If the weather's good, I could easily say that. But we're on it every single day, fellas. If a well goes down that produces, we're on that. Then we go back to plugging.
And each well that we plug is... I want to remind the board that we were here, these guys were here March 2017, because they did not meet their obligation for 2016. They didn't plug... There were five wells they were obligated to plug, 2016. They chose not to because of the Caddo Levy Board issue with the commissioner. Some of y'all remember that discussion. As far as I know, we have no wells plugged on the lease for 2017. So we're now at a 10-well deficit that they were supposed to plug.
Jason, we don't dictate to you, sir. When you speak, we jump. We don't tell you what we're going to do, sir. You tell us, and we do it. We have never been in arrears with you on anything you asked us to. It's always been in full agreement with you, sir. I don't have the guts to tell you I'm not going to do this. Nobody does.
We were down here, and I believe that the five wells that were under an order through Mr. Ayu, we were told to plug five wells. It came to the board, and you all nominated us to plug the five wells and forego State Lease 173. And that was what happened for 2017. So it wasn't our decision. It was the board decision that made that for us.
Mr. Hollingshead.
You know, when I look back at this, I look back farther than 1999. This is a 1910 lease. And that's when it started. And just real quick to address the levy board issue, if you look at the history of this, at one time the state and the levy board split the royalties on this lease. So I think plugging the levy board wells may be part of the lease and prudent. It's also part of the same watershed. So, you know, to me, from somebody that lives in this area, a well plugged on the lake is a well plugged on the lake. Granted, we want to get them all done, but I do think it protects the environment. And I do think the levy board and the state were partners at one time. If you look in the history in the 20s, they shared the revenue until so. Go back to 1952, were six producing wells on the lease. I believe we just said there's nine producing now. 1952, six. This is a note from the mineral board. they commended Gulf Oil's actions on the lake and the way they were developing it, six wells. We'll move up to 1970. This is a letter from the legal division of the Mineral Energy Board. The lease was awarded in 1910. This is one of the state's older leases, and it has had an excess of 387 wells drilled on it. Based on 6,500 acres in the lease, this makes about one well per 16 acres and approximately 6.5 wells per year. There seems to be only one area in the southwest portion of the lease which could possibly be subject to further development. However, it is the opinion of the legal division that a demand and subsequent litigation would result in a judgment adverse to the state. Therefore, as requested by the committee, this lease should be placed on annual review with instructions that the staff keep its attention toward the possibility of deeper horizons, which may be more productive. So when I look at this lease and I see an APV come up, I see a Haynesville Shale well drilled, you know, I think we are making progress toward that deeper horizons. You know, to touch back on what it's worth to lease acreage in that area, I own 425 acres south of there. I don't think there's anything there. You could have it today for an eighth. Anybody, an eighth and $100 would lease it. But, you know, so when I look at what they're bringing with the Pettit, this unit, and I guess I'll look to you, Gemini, that's the old unit. That's part of a water flood, right?
Yes, it was, 4,500 acre unit.
How many years was that water flooded?
Probably 7 years, if that.
Was the area in green ever water flooded?
No. Just the Pettit unit itself, and the most western part of that picture there, that big block to the left, was not a part of it. In fact, you can see the yellow line bordering that unit right there. That borders that unit.
So,
Pettit unit. The Pettit unit.
So do we have any idea if the Pettit extends under the green areas?
Yes. Oh, yes. We had a well drilled by Huber, and Huber drilled it, and it was a nice Pettit zone.
But that was on Texas.
Yeah, it was Texas, Louisiana border, contiguous.
The Hurley drilled a well right on our property on land, and it was showed to be in the Pettit, but they were going down to a deeper zone, and it looked like the Pettit was there also. And this company wants to utilize all that area for Pettit.
Jason, I don't disagree with anything you put up there, but I do think this area sometimes is not a normal. It's not South Louisiana. It doesn't produce the margins. It's a bottom feeder area. Don't, no offense, but I mean you know
we're greeners.
You know the deal, and I think at a minimum we owe the chance to get the reservoir report that's currently in process. I think to say we're going to take part of the Pettit right now while we have dollars invested from someone, I think we owe them time to get that reservoir report.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the board? No? Yep.
I'd like it.
Go ahead.
Wait a second. Wait.
Again, if in fact this board would grant some leniency to you in terms of not releasing this property, would you be in a position to renegotiate that lease?
Well, let me, in all fairness, ask you a question, sir.
Well, no. Answer my question. Then you can answer me. You can ask me a question.
I would have to think deep on that. Go ahead.
Well, and I ask you this because If you're asking for something from the state, and that is, let us continue to do what we're doing, and that's what you hear asking.
I'm not asking that. I think that's my right to retain what I've earned for 44 years, sir.
And I understand that. I understand you think that's your right. But
it is.
But it's also the right of the board to release as the staff is so recommended. So you're asking that it not be released, and so I'm suggesting to you, if you're asking for something, then maybe we should be asking for something, and that is a better rate for our state. Would you consider that?
I would consider anything to survive if my back is to the cornered, but I don't think I should have to deal with that problem.
Well, I know you don't think so, and if I were in your position, I'd be thinking the same thing, particularly if I had a 1/8.
Sir, where does
and
that
out of 1/5. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, that's part of the negotiation, isn't? Wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
But would you think about it?
Yes, sir, I would.
Thank you.
I certainly would.
All right. If there's no other...
Wait, I have a question. So I want to fully understand by the fact that this property, this section, has not been developed. My understanding is there are state statutes that require the DNR to take... Can you comment on that, Jamie, to further clarify that point?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, so one, there's a general provision in the mineral code that applies to all mineral leases, not just the ones held by the state, that requires a mineral lease to be reasonably developed. And, you know, there's a longstanding series of cases and interpretation of that require undeveloped acreage, you know, to either be released or terminated or what have you. And, but specifically for the board, the board's sort of marching orders by statute, part of it are to recover this non-producing acreage, you know, and to get it back, which has come to fruition in Jason's function, right, you know, today. So, and that's why we're here. So, yeah, there are statutory requirements here, and.
Yeah. So I respect, you know, the business 40-something years of being an approved and operator, but from 1910 to today, it hasn't been developed. So. Okay. I don't want to sit here and violate state statute.
Right. And if I'd like to know, and that's a good point. I mean, a lot of what we're talking about here is, as far as future development, we've heard a lot of speculation. You know, I mean, the fact is that all this time has gone by, and we have this area of these leases that just have not been developed. And, you know, I've been in the oil and gas business as an attorney before I got here since 2001, and this is the only lease that I have ever heard somebody get up here and or argue for the maintenance or retention of a lease because they are out there P&A-ing wells. That's the lease doesn't allow it to be maintained by exercising P&A obligations that you have once the lease is terminated anyway. So I understand that there are a lot of wells out there, and there is an economic value to having these folks out here doing this, but P&A-ing wells is not a substitute for reasonable development. You know, they are two very separate issues. And historically, it seems that the board has sort of blurred those because of the magnitude of the wells out there. So I just wanted to say that. And finally, you know, the idea that this is a bottom feeder area, you know, before that, who knew that the Haynesville was going to be there? You know, I mean, years before that, those were bottom feeder areas, you know. And so I do know one thing, that if we don't start opening, you know, cracking the door open for other people to look at this, this will always be a bottom feeder area. And who knows, maybe if we start getting acreage release, that 5-10 years from now, there's going to be something like the Haynesville here. I mean, we don't know, you know, and that's why we have to get the, and that's why we're Jason's doing what he's doing today.
I have a couple of comments about that, though, and that is this, that if in fact, for instance, the board would vote in terms of what Jason is requesting and have that property released, and then that property would be subject to commerce. We would be expecting then to get a higher offer, would we not?
That's correct.
And that's the purpose of releasing the property, isn't that correct, Jason?
And according to
wouldn't that be the purpose?
And according to the statute.
Wouldn't that be the purpose, and that is to put it into commerce and get a higher rate?
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Higher rate and to get somebody to develop it.
New ideas.
Yes. And new ideas, but ultimately more money for the state. I don't care about ideas. I want money for my state.
Well, ideas are what creates the money.
I understand that, but wouldn't that be the objective?
I agree.
So if these guys say, we're willing to renegotiate and give you the rate that would be, that you would get if you resubmitted it in commerce, and we're already there, wouldn't that solve that problem? Wouldn't it not, Jason?
Yeah, but I don't know that I've heard them agree to that.
I understand that. And I would assume that your position is, Jim and I, that the work that you all have done in this area meets the requirement of reasonably developed?
I would say so. We're constantly out there spending our money on plugging wells, which is developing the lake, making it more safe for everybody in the environment. Yes, sir.
So do you understand, sir, where my question was going with regards to renegotiating the royalty to the state of Louisiana?
I certainly do. And the lease is, what, over 100 years old? And we've always...
I don't want to hear about that. If I'm going to take a position different from our staff, and I've done that before, so, you know, I get criticized all the time for that. It doesn't make any difference to me. If I take that position, sir, are you willing to come back within a fixed period of time to renegotiate that rate for the royalty so that this property then is placed in a position of where most of our leases are with regards to returns to the state?
We would have to think about that.
Well, you need to think about it quick.
No problem.
I mean, we're not talking about 6 or 8 months. We're talking about 30 days. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes. We will certainly consider that.
Would you come back to us within 30 days with an answer?
Yes, we would. We certainly would.
I believe Mr. Bradbury has a question on TV.
Yeah, just a quick question. Again, how long did you say it was going to take to do your reserve study?
It should be finished this week, we were told.
No. They have until, I think, July is when the engineer's report should be done. But they're hoping it's going to be done before that. But they have 6 months from when we signed it.
You signed it in January, I guess?
I think it was in January. I know we presented it to
obviously, there's a big difference between next week and six and July. So what?
Well,
it doesn't seem to be on the same page.
Well, there are 6 months, and I don't remember exactly when we signed it. I think it was either January or February was when we signed the documents, and we submitted it to the Mineral Board. And they got it on February 28th somewhere. Excuse me, I take that back. We had until February 28th to submit something, and we submitted about a month earlier. So it was in January. So I would say by June, they have the engineer's report. Now, it may be done before June, but they want it 6 months at least for the engineer's report.
Thank you.
Sir?
I just wanted to make a comment to clarify things for the board. From some of the questions and comments, I want to make sure, I know Jamie understands this, and I think Jason does, that the board doesn't have the right to unilaterally release acreage from the lease. What they're talking about, even if you believe it hasn't been reasonably developed, you have an obligation under the statutes to pursue that. But what I think Jason's asking is that you give them authorization to make a demand or a release, not that you unilaterally release it. You can't unilaterally release acreage from the lease. and then...
Then the process takes place.
The process takes place, and it's a litigation process. I just want to make sure the board understood that, that it's not a decision today to release acreage. It's a
right. And the board, remember there's two partners here, not just Jim.
Right.
I believe Representative Jim Morris is here. They would like to
Thank
say
you, Mr.
something.
Chairman. I am a representative for District 1. And I will say that I've heard a lot about the operations here, but I might be the only person sitting in the room, with maybe the exception of Mr. Ducharme, who's actually worked on these properties from the aspect of being a roustabout, a connection gang, pushing barges, working on the rigs, et cetera. I know this property extremely well, and I'm going to tell you, these folks from, and I'm going to shift gears and go to my state job, this is a municipal water source for municipalities up there, and it's something that they have protected diligently and spent their money and worked on extremely hard. The water up there having oil on it today than it was back in the 70s before they spent millions of dollars plugging these wells. I had calls frequently because I served as a police juryman, and I just haven't had those calls in the last 12 years as a state representative. So they've made the water quality for that area. I can assure you the density which was shown up there for the land is never going to happen in this lake. There's no one up there geared to do these type things these gentlemen are doing. First off, you'd have to go buy barges, and the cost would be exasperated from the aspect of what they'd have to do. They'd have to get a land-based operation, which these people already have to do. And I'm not trying to defend the aspect of what they may or may not have the department. That's between this operator and the department. But what I am trying to figure out and try to help maybe at least implore upon your thought process here is this. I know of a prudent operator who's coming in now who is spending money to try to develop. And he's, without getting into information that may be sensitive to what could happen for some other people, he's wanting to go to the west side of this and actually put a top drive rig in there, a 15,000 foot rig, and do horizontal drilling into the Pettit. Well, if you look at the aspect of what your map showed up there, if you try to go into the middle, that's where the reserves have been taken out by Gulf and others. So he's wanting to get off to the west edge of this thing and drill and spend millions of dollars. I was told, and I apologize for not having more information than I have, but I just found out about this yesterday. But I was told by this gentleman that he has actually gone and hired NSAI, which is an international evaluation group, to look at this potential, not only in the middle aspect of the property, but also the tight rock that remains on the side where Gulf didn't go. If you look at what you're trying to get away from these operators, and you start looking at that left line, and he's starting to want to put in a 10,000-foot rattle radial there, you may very well be taking this out of commerce from that group that's putting in money right now. And the gentleman told me yesterday that they can put over $100,000 into this evaluation process to try to figure out what's there, if anything. But I can tell you there's no operators up there. I grew up in the smack over Arkansas field. When I got out of college, I came to this area, and when prior to Mr. Ducharme, Ms. Vizella having this, I actually worked for the H.E. Sutton group that had the James Bow production, plus the James Bow Pettit unit. So I'm extremely familiar with this property. And I understand, I too am looking for dollars and cents for the state right now. I've been very involved in the budget, and I understand that. I understand the conservation funds are dropping. I understand all the need for dollars and cents. But I also want you to understand, having been in this area, I watched Anadarko come in. I watched them drill and watched them leave. I don't know what they left for. I'm sure it was because of the economics of this aspect. But I can tell you there's not going to be people lining up to take these properties from the logistics aspect, if nothing else. But I will tell you this, the excitement for me and my district of looking at, and hopefully this board, to look at the potential of someone coming in, doing a lateral drill on this thing, exposing that westward line portion with the actual tight rock there. You're going to receive more money out of it if they're successful. And if they're not successful, that's just going to be one less person that's going to look at it. How many people are we going to have to line up to go look at these properties? And that's what I think has happened. I have not seen a top drive 15,000-foot rig in my area
and I can't remember. It may have been passing through to go to the Haynesville Shell. But in all fairness to this group here, it's not just they're under a timetable, as I can appreciate what they may have done with this operator. And I was told yesterday that the group actually has a meeting this afternoon by phone conference to see how far along they've gotten. But I think it is a July date. But let's just say that they're successful and they see that they have good reserves with this property. And it's something that they actually want to put millions of dollars into. That should be something that we should all be excited about and something that we should look forward to. But if and they do that, these top drive rigs right now are not that plentiful, and those that are sitting in the Haynesville Shell drilling or over in Texas and the Eagle Rock and stuff that's over there. So trying to secure one of those particular rigs this time may even be something that they and or this person that's going to spend money to do this evaluation study do not have control over. So I would hesitate to see us try to put a timetable on something that a lot of people don't have control. I will say this in fairness to this operator. We've had record rainfall in Caddo Pine Island. And being someone who is extremely familiar with that lake, you can't just go out on that lake every day and work. You'll get people killed out there. I'm telling you, I have seen tugboats literally get waterways come over into out in the middle of this property. It's something that picks up water, even though it's a shallow lake. It has a tendency to get extremely violent out there. I've seen in the wintertime when you have ice up on these barges and stuff, these are not necessarily the shell Haynesville, the deep shell rigs that are out on the coast. These are rigs that are affordable to come in to do these type things. This property is never going to look like that land property up there. And I can say this, no one in that area wants it to look that way because it's our water source for the municipality of Oil City, Vivian, Morningsport, Blanchard, Belcher. This property is not going to be developed like that. Y'all are not going to go out and get that kind of participation and or inquiries on this. And I'll also say something to you else about this that I know for a fact without divulging names because I don't have the permission to do it. I have information that can show that people have actually switched to the water bottom properties up there that are in the watershed, 90% leases to get people to come in and develop them because of the cost that's associated with it. So I implore upon y'all today to at least give this individual operator who's looking at and spending revenues to try to get exactly what it is y'all want. Prudent exploration on this property. Let him get this reserve in place. Let him have time to secure a rig that is hard to get right now. And let him move forward to put money into the coffers of the state of Louisiana. Make y'all look good and make everyone look good. I think it will happen. I'm extremely excited about the fact that this operator is looking at this. It's economic development for our area. We are still in, even though oil has creeped up. A lot of these operators over there laid off half their employees when this turned down, and they have not hired them back. Number one, a lot of them won't come back. So we're still depressed in District 1, even though oil and gas is up. But and as much as I appreciate you trying to do your job and trying to get better rates, I would just implore for you to right now, let's take caution. Thank you.
Ms.
Mr. Representative.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much for that. It's much clearer for me now because at first I was... Is there something possibly that we can do to reach an agreement for more time? Can y'all come up with something, or perhaps our staff can come up with some recommendations as to we can meet with this? And because it is being leased, and it doesn't make any sense to me right now to just pull the rug out from under it, to a certain extent. So perhaps maybe we can both come to the table and have some sort of agreement.
Well, or unless... Or I don't know if you're in a position to make some sort of agreement, but maybe get a little more information about the situation. A lot got thrown at us about this issue before we taken action. Mr. Hollinshead?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to give Jim and I the time that they need to get their reservoir study back and give them the time that they will need, if the reservoir study proves positive, to drill their well.
Jim and I and APV, right?
Yes, both parties.
Right. Mr. Bradbury?
I wonder if I could add to that motion. I don't know what the procedure
is. Substitute?
So I would like to have in this motion included the agreement and willingness of Jim and I to come to the table to renegotiate a rate should the reserve report be found favorable to them and be able in position to negotiate a rate as we go forward.
I'll second that. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do you have any comments?
Is there a time frame on this motion?
What? We have to have some sort of time. Now, it was very unclear as to when this report is coming. July? What are board members thinking?
My motion is to give them time to get their study in, whatever that date may be. You'll have to tell us. And then if that is positive, to give them the time to get the rig that is difficult to procure now to complete the project. So I don't know if you know that time now, but if you could have some sort of estimate, it would help. Time frame.
July they have until
maybe
September.
I think
we had actually a motion by Mr. Hollinshead, but a substitute motion by Mr. Bradbury, seconded by Mr. Hike. I would say, if you and give me some legal procedure here, because I'm known to operate outside of it sometimes, or not well, I should. In adding maybe that within a certain time period, they give us a date of this report. Right now, you don't know, but you need to let us know when this report's going to get done rather than it just hanging.
They have. We didn't come down with our deal to Albert. He has it, and it says in there when they have to have. I don't have it in front of me, but they have it.
Jason, you know? Do you remember?
There was a 180-day due diligence period.
Sometime in January, you think?
I believe it's January 23rd, I believe.
Okay, so that puts you July.
Well, it doesn't matter. Then if there's a clock running on it, it is what it is, and I guess you can inform us accordingly.
Can I bring one more thing up? This deal has been submitted, and we've worked on the terms. So right now, to make any changes to the royalty would be breaking the lease with them, and I don't think that could be done.
Well, nothing's been done about it yet.
Well, you need to go back and check on that.
Nothing's been done about that.
If you want my vote, you need to go back and check.
Really, what's happening is you're getting a little bit more time today.
Yeah, whatever agreement they have with these parties has not been wasn't approved by the board, so that's between them and.
Right.
I want to make another comment.
Well, you can make a comment after. We have a motion and a second. We'll vote on that, and then we can make comments. So we have a motion, motion by Mr. Hollinshead, substituted by Mr. Bradbury, seconded by Mr. Hike.
Paul.
Anyone here?
Paul. Yes.
I have to recuse myself.
Okay. Ms. Michaud Dugas recuses herself. And
I do as well.
And Mr. Badero recuses himself as well. So let the record note that.
Do we need a quorum?
I believe we have one.
So, a question.
Let me see. I think I can.
Is there the timeline? Is it for to be submitted for the July meeting?
There is some 180-day running period from a particular date. Jason will find that out for us.
Okay.
I think the motion also included, I'm quoting Todd here, time for them to drill their well. I mean, I don't know if there probably should be a time.
2-year time.
What?
I believe it was a 2-year.
It is 2 years.
I believe it was
in their agreement.
What was that? That didn't have anything to do with the motion. What are you talking
about? On or before 2 years, I believe it said, because of the scarcity of the rigs, as I recall.